I'm joined by Miriam Elder, The Guardian's Moscow correspondent. Miriam, Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogdanov has just acknowledged for the first time that the rebels could win in Syria. How significant is this?
This marks a pretty huge shift in the way that Russia has approached this conflict. It's the first time we've had a high-ranking official acknowledge the fact that the rebels are taking control of more and more territory, and as he said, that Bashar Assad is losing more and more control over the country. What this actually means in terms of Russia's support for the Syrian regime is not quite clear, but it definitely marks a shift in the way that they're approaching the situation analytically.
There's been speculation in Western media that Russia may be persuaded to try to use its influence to get Assad to stand down. Is that just wishful thinking?
It seems at this point that it is. When Bogdanov acknowledged that a rebel victory was possible, he started his phrase with the word unfortunately. So there's no sign that Russia would support an opposition victory and support the idea of Assad leaving. They're just basically changing their analysis of the situation on the ground.
So is there a sense that they kind of backed the wrong horse?
Well, you know, from the beginning, from almost the beginning, various Russian officials, the foreign minister, they've come out to say, we don't support Assad personally. It's not his regime that we're tied to. What we're against is this idea of the international community or the West coming in and deciding what should happen in a country. So they've been trying to distance themselves, at least rhetorically, from Assad for a while.
But they must be aware that statements like this are going to fuel speculation and perhaps hopes of the international community that they could use their influence.
Absolutely, but it's also a question of what influence does Russia really have? That's something that people have been trying to look at. And it's not quite clear that they could just go to Assad and say, okay, that it's time to go now.
And they've also said they're going to have contingency plans to evacuate Russians from Syria. Is that right?
Yeah, what Bogdanov said today was that they're trying to pinpoint the location of their citizens in Syria. It's estimated that they have about 5,300 people there. It's a lot of embassy and consulate workers and families of those workers. And he said that it doesn't seem like they're pulling people out right now, but they're just getting the plans in place.
This is going to rattle Assad, isn't it?
It is something that will rattle Assad, and it's probably the clearest indication that we have yet that his regime's days could be numbered.
Yeah, over the weekend, Russian officials held meetings with U.S. officials in some kind of brainstorming session in Geneva. Any word on whether that's come any nearer getting some kind of political settlement thereafter?
In the initial flurry of speculation after those meetings was that Russia was trying to look for a new solution with the West on what to do in Syria, but that speculation quickly faded as we had various foreign ministry officials coming out basically saying that nothing had changed.
Okay, Miriam, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.